Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So we're reflecting on, we're learning about, and thinking about the virtue of faith. Every time you believe somebody, it involves three things. You have to trust the person speaking to you, you have to accept the truth of what they say, and then act on that truth. The theological virtue of faith means that we need to trust God, and that means we have to have a relationship with Him. Second, we have to accept what He has revealed. Because how can you believe God if you don't believe what He's told us? And finally, we have to act on that truth, because if we're not willing to act on it, it means we didn't really believe it in the first place. So we've said that in faith, God must be the witness our belief is based on. After all, God's the only one with first-hand knowledge of the Trinity or why He created us, which leads us to the purpose of life or what heaven is like. No mere human being has direct access to any of this information. We have to receive it from God. That means that in the act of faith, it only ultimately makes sense to believe that these things are true, not because some priest told you, or some parent told you, or some book told you, but because God told you. But when did that happen? When did God offer this gift of faith? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So when did God speak to you? Of course, the moment in which God offers the gift of faith is very different for different people. Maybe you received the gift of faith as a radical and unexpected conversion moment when your life hit rock bottom, like the Samaritan woman Jesus met at the well. Or maybe you went on a long intellectual journey trying to discover the ultimate truth, the way St. Augustine did, only to find Jesus as that final answer. Or maybe you were just born into a good, faithful Catholic family, like Thérèse of Lisieux, and you gradually made your own that faith you received from your family. But the important thing in all these cases is that even though other people are involved in transmitting the faith, it's not on their authority that one believes. It's because of a relationship with God in which you become convinced that He is trustworthy and that what He says through Jesus, through the scriptures, and through the church is true. But the key is that you came to know Him as someone you could trust. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When faith is handed on, there are two witnesses, God and some person, some human person. Maybe it's a parent or a friend or teacher who inspires you. Now, the human witness, that parent, teacher, or friend, does present something about the faith to us. But their job, more importantly, is to help us meet Jesus, get to know Him. In other words, if you're trying to spread the faith, it's not enough to give people information. Definitely not enough just to have the right argument. We have to help them encounter God, because only by that encounter will people see that He is trustworthy, that they can place their trust in Him. Then they will believe. Then they will want to be obedient to what Jesus asked. Once people encounter God, then they're given the assurance they need to accept the message and truly say, yeah, that's true. I want to live that way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Two great examples of spreading the faith in the gospel are Philip and the Samaritan woman. Philip goes to Nathanael, tells him about Jesus, and then tells him or invites him to come and see. Nathanael is skeptical until he meets Jesus, but once he meets Jesus, he believes. The Samaritan woman goes to her village, tells them about Jesus, and gets them to come and see him. The villagers then go and they meet Jesus, and then they say to the Samaritan woman, "We don't need your testimony any longer because we've seen for ourselves. We've experienced for ourselves. Now we believe." So notice how the human witness is necessary, but not enough for faith to take root in people's hearts. Only an encounter with God can give people the gift of faith. Now, we have to do our parts. We have to be in relationships. We have to help people by spreading the message. But it won't take root in their hearts unless we help them pray. Unless we help them meet Jesus and talk with God in prayer. Because faith can't be built on a merely human foundation. It has to be built on friendship with God in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So faith is not based on information or arguments alone. Faith comes from meeting Jesus, like Nathanael and the people of the Samaritan village did. That means if we aren't praying, if we aren't spending time with the Lord every day, then our faith will grow progressively weaker, and we'll lose our trust in Jesus if we don't spend time with him. By the same token, if we just catechize our kids, meaning if we just throw information at them, and we don't help them develop or learn how to pray, well, it's like asking people to trust someone they don't know. God knows other people's faith can't be based on our virtue or our intelligence or our good example alone. That's a very unstable foundation. If we want people to have a deep faith, a faith that will survive, we don't want them to believe because we said so. We want them to believe because they've met Jesus. They've talked with him in prayer. So bring them to him. Help them to begin to pray. And this is the amazing thing about prayer. It's just a conversation with God. Any person can turn and begin to speak with him. It doesn't matter if you are the worst sinner ever or the greatest saint. God is always there. He always listens. He always cares. And he always answers in some way. Our job is just to invite them to pray. Every person can begin by just speaking to God from the heart. But God wants to have a real friendship with us. And friendship is a two-way street of both talking and listening. That's why we want to lead people to think about, listen to God through his word in the rosary. That's why we do the rosary the way we do it, so that they can listen to what God has revealed and then reflect on what he said. That's meditation. So get to know people. Learn where the best starting point for them will be in prayer. Explain prayer to them and encourage them to begin. I think what we need to be is apostles of prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what were you thinking about?
I was reflecting on, okay, I have a PhD in theology. I've really committed so much of my life to knowing as much as I can about the Catholic faith and sharing that with others. But it's continuously drilled into me that faith is not simply about information. I know really smart people who know many of the facts about Catholicism and the arguments, and they don't believe. Information alone won't do it. It really is somehow realizing God is real, and then meeting him, talking with him, and experiencing his care, experiencing that he's trustworthy, experiencing that we can trust him. That leads to faith. And once we have faith, then people want to know. But it seems to me that we're doing things backwards often. Now, I'm kind of speaking in an extreme form.
You know, I think I grasp what you're saying, though. This is the equivalent of John Mark's analogy with a sport, right?
Yeah.
Where he says you can't just start and teach kids every rule of baseball, but you could get them to love baseball. And then, once they actually enjoy the sport and are interested and engaged, then you can explain how the game works. But it doesn't really work if you just explain all of the rules.
Yeah, if you hand them the handbook on baseball and they've never seen or played baseball.
That's true, yeah. People want, beyond just reasoning and a mathematical approach to
human existence. They really do. We have an innate desire for God and the spiritual and his presence and his love. I mean, we desire to be children of the Father.
But we put, and I understand why, but we put such a heavy emphasis on giving the information.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we don't put enough emphasis on helping other people develop a relationship with Jesus in prayer.
Mm.
Because if they develop that love, they're gonna wanna know. But loving must come first.
Mm-hmm.
And now people say, yeah, but you can't love what you don't know. And that's true, but it's meeting him that fosters, that sets us on fire to want to know.
Mm.
So I think we've got to put a greater emphasis on prayer, on, as we said yesterday when we were talking, that we have to be people of who are on fire with this friendship with Jesus in prayer.
Yeah.
And then to invite other people to that encounter with Jesus in prayer.
I think it's good to pray with and around people who aren't believers.
Yes.
Because it kind of forces them to have a moment where they just sit in silence.
Yes.
Around the spiritual. And I think that's a good place for people to meet God.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's letting them watch the game without making them play.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come and watch this game. Could you imagine you said, guess what? We're going to a professional baseball game and you're playing outfield today. Whoa, yeah. Wait a minute. I'm not ready for that.
Exactly.
How about if we just go watch and see if you like it?
Mm-hmm.
So we experience that a lot.
And that way you're not just seeing it if you like it, you're seeing how other people enjoy it.
Yeah. You and I have experienced this many times when we have prayed the rosary with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always had this habit that whoever we're with, toward the end of the evening, mm-hmm. we pray the rosary, and who's ever in the room or in the house, we just invite. And often it's been people who are atheists or Protestants or Catholics who haven't been that engaged, to people who are fully engaged. And we just simply invite and say, hey, we normally pray the rosary. You're welcome to join us. And so often they will sit there. They won't necessarily pray,
mm-hmm.
but they like that they were invited without pressure, and they got to kind of anonymously observe.
Yeah. Yeah. They sort of get to bask in it.
But that only comes about if you do things with people in friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not going to work if you're gonna say to somebody who's not interested, hey, I'm doing this rosary group, why don't you come?
Mm-hmm. And we have to, of course, very in line with that, remember that people are first and foremost going to be meeting God and experiencing God through others. So you have to be the most genuine and loving example of that. Because you can't say, we're going to sit down and pray, and then be very monotonous, and then you don't ask them about their life, and you don't care about who they are or their experiences or why they've had this struggle with faith. But you really have to be that bridge and that experience of love and show them there is something here. There is someone here.
Which is very simply done just by taking interest in somebody. Mm-hmm. Genuine interest.
Yeah.
And sharing life together. And then invite them into your prayer. You'll appreciate this analogy, I think, because you love music and bands.
I do.
And isn't it awesome when you get invited backstage?
I wish I could say I'd had that experience.
Wouldn't it be a great experience?
It would be.
So we're so afraid to show our prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But when you invite somebody into your prayer, it's inviting them backstage.
Yeah.
It's inviting them into an exclusive part of your life mm-hmm. that you don't invite everybody.
Yeah.
So you're saying, listen, we're getting ready to go backstage now.
And that sort of intimacy is very key for deep relationships, for friendships.
Yeah. Yeah. So just be human. Invite people. to get together, have a meal, have mm-hmm. them over, hang out, and then invite them backstage.
Yeah.
Hey, we always pray the rosary. Would you like to pray with us? Mm-hmm. Or would you like to, we're going to pray, please stay.
Mm-hmm. Because it's only a prayer before a meal is a nice little dose. And then you kind of up the dose. Now it's only 15 minutes. And then you have a good opportunity to invite people to Mass. And
that's how it really moves.
It changes things. Yeah.
That's how it progresses.
And people do just like to be invited.
Yeah, you don't have to force them, but you invite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.